Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hi guys, and welcome back to EnglishHarmony.com video blog. I'm Robbie, your friend and English fluency expert. And in this video, or alternatively, if you're listening to this as an audio file, this is a podcast in that case, but anyway, whether you're watching it or listening to it, it's the same content, right? So in this video or podcast, I'm going to tell you that all these English fluency issues that you might be having, and most likely you are having them, otherwise you wouldn't have visited my blog, you wouldn't be searching for English fluency improving related information online, right? So just because you have those issues, right, doesn't mean you're a total loser. More often than not, it's a good thing, right? And if you think that it's total nonsense what I'm saying now, how could fluency issues be good for you, right? Surely, if you didn't have them at all, then you'd be more successful in your career, in your professional life, in your private life, whatever. But just think about it, my friends, right? Just because you have these issues whereby you can't talk normally sometimes, right? It forces you to work so much more harder on your fluency than if you didn't have those issues. So probably a few years down the line, just because you're constantly kind of struggling with it, right? Probably just because of that, you will achieve so much more. So basically, the funny thing is that I have this theory that so many people in life wouldn't have achieved what they have achieved hadn't they been struggling with something, right? Obviously, they are really talented people, and many athletes and writers and professional people have achieved a lot just because they're talented. They've been working hard, and they haven't been necessarily struggling with it, right? But on the other hand, I strongly believe that so many people have achieved a lot just because they were very, very bad at it. And just to prove to themselves and to the rest of the world that they can really achieve that level that they always dream of, right? They actually do it. And they actually surpass their capabilities, you know? They develop their ability to perform in a certain field, be it spoken English or sports or whatever, right? You can pick any practical discipline. You can always actually draw parallels between speaking or running or playing guitar or driving a car, whatever it is. And I've actually, as a matter of fact, I've written about it profusely in the past. So you may wanna check out these URLs I'm going to post right here now. And you can also find them in the YouTube video description box or on my blog, on my website, EnglishHarmony.com, right? So basically, you can check out all these links and you'll realize that there's so much in common between practical disciplines involving your body or mental disciplines. And as a matter of fact, spoken English is actually practical with mental combined. There's both things. You have to think and you have to perform. But I actually think that your mouth does most of the work, so it's very practical skill, right? It's not as mental as you may believe, right? The traditional English teaching industry wants you to believe that it's all about your brain, all about thinking, right? But it's only as far as reading, writing, and comprehension is concerned. As soon as you open your mouth, it's just another part of your body performing, same way you would be running or whatever, right? So it's very practical, and you can surpass your level by constantly working at it. A few years ago, I would not be even dreaming about speaking the same way I speak now. Completely fluently, with no hesitations whatsoever. I feel like a native speaker of the language, to be honest with you, right? But I've achieved this level just because I was very bad at it, and my English pronunciation was quite bad, and currently I'm putting on the American pronunciation, right? And at one stage I just thought, why not prove to everyone that I can achieve that? And then I started working on my American pronunciation, and now I feel quite comfortable just because I'd been struggling with it badly years ago. So, if you find yourself in a situation whereby your fluency is very bad on certain days and you just can't talk to people and you think, what's wrong with me? I've been studying the language for a long time and nothing happens. I can't just go out there and meet people and speak normally with them. It might be a blessing in disguise, my friends. It might be probably the best thing that has ever happened to you because you were born a native and foreign English speaker, or the so-called non-native English speaker, and you have these issues whereby you've been studying the language with the textbook approach, whereby the most work is done in the fields of reading and writing and understanding, right, but not so much speaking. And now you've developed all these issues, and now you can work with them. You can better yourself. You can constantly practice your spoken language, and a few years down the line, there is no reason why you couldn't achieve a level of utter fluency. So, just because you're struggling doesn't mean it's the worst thing. It might be a blessing in disguise because it forces you to work so much harder to eliminate all these issues, right? And remember one thing, it's not the perfection that you're aiming for. This road to fluency is going to be so much more difficult, actually, if you're trying to constantly reach some very, very high standards, some perfectionist standards. Do away with all that. You just work as hard as you can, do your best at any given time, and don't compare your language to other people, because it will constantly put you in the mindset of feeling inferior to their level, and you won't be able to totally open yourself up, right? So, just because you have these issues doesn't mean that's the worst thing on the world. It might be a blessing in disguise, my friends. And as a matter of fact, a week ago, I was struggling. Believe me, my friends, I still have these days. I wasn't struggling for a long time, for a few months. And then, as you may know, if you've been reading my blog in the past, I've written about it. Fluency has its ups and downs and constantly goes up and down. The overall trend is upward going, provided you're working very hard on it. But sometimes you may have the slight dips in fluency whereby you can't talk as well as the day before. And I had those moments just a week ago, and I was struggling just a little bit, you know? And it constantly put me back into the mindset of working really hard. Right, and then I spent some extra time practicing my spoken language, and again, it put me right back at the level where I was before. So basically, just because you have the setbacks and the problems doesn't mean that it's a bad thing. It forces you, it motivates you, and please perceive it as the biggest motivator in the world. Basically, you're struggling, and it's the driving force behind your fluency improvement related activities, right, my friends? I hope you find this video inspirational, and if you have any questions whatsoever, you're welcome to post them in the comments section below, right? Thanks, and talk to you soon again. Bye-bye.